When it's a phone, not a phone. When it's a radio, RadioOnTheGo.com is where you can download the app for iPhone or Android. Then listen anywhere to 104.9 KLMJ, Radio on the Go.
Hi, this is Pam with First Bank Hampton. As a way to get into the holiday spirit and count down to Christmas, we will be holding a holiday promotion, Candy Cane Countdown. This promotion will run from November 22nd through December 21st, and it is open to all kids ages 17 or younger. Make sure to stop into either First Bank Hampton locations for a chance to win one of two fun Christmas baskets. The winner will be announced on December 22nd. No purchase, payment, donation, or account is required to win. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio on the Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues affecting our area. And now, here's today's Newsmaker program presented by First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Joining us today on the Newsmaker program is Franklin County Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Bill Hittle. What we're going to talk about today is some events coming up here with the chamber and all that. And of course, a new governing body, so to say, that Hampton Main Street has to kind of follow through. It's more of a national thing now instead of just state. And Bill, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate you joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me on.
So, Bill, before we talk about this Main Street America that you're telling to me a little bit off air, I just want your thoughts on downtown Hampton, because here in the past few months, you've had a couple of businesses open, also the Peace Plaza as well. Just kind of your thoughts on how downtown Hampton is looking more vibrant now with even more businesses and plus that new plaza that was opened up here a couple months ago.
Yeah, I'm very excited about what we have going on here in Hampton. It's nice to see all the available shops full. It's nice to see, you know, when you're walking around, there's cars going in and out of all the businesses. I think Peace Plaza is going to be a phenomenal addition. I got some big plans for that in the next year here if we can work them out, different events and activities and really enjoy that space. But just to see businesses come into Hampton, coming in, thinking we're a great place to go, there's a couple of things in the works. Hopefully that'll come through within the next month or two where we can fill up some more spaces in the downtown.
You mentioned Rick and Julie Salveson, vital part in that Peace Plaza opening here in the last couple of months. Another question I have for you then is kind of the main reason we're talking. You guys are part of Main Street, Iowa, but now you're, so to say, being governed by Main Street America. Can you kind of talk about that change? Because Hampton, as you said, is a Main Street community. Just kind of talk about being overseen by Main Street Americans in a Main Street, Iowa, I guess.
Sure. First, I guess a little bit of background on it is some of the benefits of being a Main Street community is, you know, there's not a lot of them across the country, and we are honored to be one. And so some of the benefits you get from that is, like with the state of Iowa, you know, if you're a business downtown in the Main Street district and you want to remodel, there is a whole design group that can come up and help you design your new updated shops or businesses or what have you. Just tons of different resources were available to a community challenge grant, being a Main Street community that LaLue's actually used a couple of years ago and just finished up their update on their building. So basically that was a 50-50 match at the time. They came up with 50% of the funds and the state of Iowa covered the other 50% because we are a Main Street community. So there's money out there, there's resources out there that we can use being a Main Street community that we normally wouldn't. And far as the accreditation process, what it takes to become a Main Street community, is since 1991, we have been a Main Street community. And most of the time, those standards were governed by the state of Iowa. We had to meet their criteria. And, you know, that was hard enough in essence. There's probably 5 to 6 pages worth of questions that you have to answer and go through and give quarterly and yearly reports to the state. To stay accredited. Now this year they changed to where Main Street America, which oversees all of the Main Streets in all the states, we are being governed by their evaluation process. And that is quite a bit more in depth. The process for that, it's a 20-page document from a 5-page document. So the questions are more in depth. The details have to be greater and more precise. So it's a lot more record keeping, I guess, if you will. And you know, there's things, different standards on revitalization of the downtown, sponsorships, where we're getting our financing from to keep everything going, volunteerism, how many volunteer hours do we do on a monthly, weekly, yearly basis type of thing. Just all kinds of new things in the new assessment that we are working through.
Again, we're joined by Franklin County Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Bill Hiddle, just talking about the latest there with the chamber, including the move there to be kind of more governed by Main Street America. And you talked about more paperwork when you're dealing with things related to on a national scene. Obviously, there would be more. Is this business-wise, are you hearing anything from them as to if this is a bigger thing to them, or is it within the chamber as well? Does it feel like it's more strenuous now that you got more things to fill out, so to say?
I guess it'd be more on my plate and, you know, the Main Street board that we have that takes care of the things downtown Hampton to make sure we have our work plans in place and all our committees are filled out and I's dotted, T's crossed type of thing is what's going to be needed to move forward. There's some more questioning, but it's stuff we're already doing. We just need to keep track of it.
They talked about the benefits of being a Main Street community, and grants are obviously a big thing to keep a downtown, you know, fresh and just looking great. Did anything change in that regard to what grants your community could still go out for now that you are kind of being governed by a different body, I guess, or is that still the same?
That'll still be the same. We still will operate off of the Main Street, the IEDA, what they have available for funding and grants. We still operate through them.
And Bill, we're airing this before Thanksgiving holiday. Can you kind of tell us what, you know, going on downtown? Because once Thanksgiving's over, people start thinking about the holidays. And the big thing is always to shop local and all that. Just kind of tell us what's all going on here as we approach a Thanksgiving holiday. And, of course, after that, when people want to start shopping.
Sure. So, obviously, the first thing that's coming up after Thanksgiving will be Friday Uncorked. As of this morning, we have 50 tickets left of the 250 we sell. So if you're interested in that, make sure we get in and get that. You can buy them that day as well. So that's the biggest thing. And then we just move into Holly Dazzle. We also are doing right now, if you spend $50 in a chamber business, save the receipt, put your name and phone number on there, and you bring it down to Center One, you'll be registered to win $100 in chamber bucks for the next 3 weeks. And then the last week of that promotion, you will be registered to win $200 in chamber bucks. So there's that event. We're going to do a Candy Cane Savings event on December 9th, which is where the businesses will have candy canes with different percentages off or gifts or what have you for other retailers in town. And then we're going to wrap it all up on December 14th with the raffle, the $10,000 raffle. We have some tickets left for that. Actually, quite a few people are just getting started selling those. $100 gets you a chance to win $10,000. You don't need to be present to win, but there will be door prizes if you do show up at the Windsor Theater at 5:30 on December 14th.
And Friday on Court coming up on, well, Friday as it's called. And yep. Like Bill said, you can get your name in for a chance to win $250 or $200 in chamber bucks, you said.
Yep, the first 3 weeks it is $100 in chamber bucks, okay. And then the last week it is $200. And I don't know how I forgot to mention it, but then Saturday, Light Up the Night, sponsored by Franklin County REC. The park is going to be really lit up. I've watched them the last couple of weeks here, string lights, and it's going to be beautiful. So after the parade, please come down and see that. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, Franklin REC always does a great job with that at Banshill Park. Again, we are joined by Franklin County Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Bill Hiddle, talking about the events coming up here as we hit the holidays. And, of course, kind of that move from going through Main Street, Iowa, to now having to kind of report to Main Street America. And, Bill, before I let you go today, anything else you'd like to add about, you know, these new provisions as it is under Main Street America or just the other events coming up here at the holidays?
The biggest thing I guess I would ask for is if you're, you know, passionate, like I've seen a lot of people be about Hampton, volunteer for some of the different activities so we can make them bigger and better and really knock their socks off when we file these reports with Main Street America.
Sounds good. Well, Bill, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. And we'll talk down the road and have a good Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you.
All right. That's Bill Hiddle, today's guest on our Newsmaker program.
First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com. Click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
As this year's harvest season comes to a completion, the planning for the next year's crop begins. Hi, this is Brian Crowley at First Bank Hampton. If you're looking to purchase a new or upgrade an existing piece of farm equipment, you can count on First Bank Hampton to provide you with competitive rates and terms. We've been your ag bank for generations, and we're still committed to provide you with all the financial tools you need to run a successful farming operation. Stop in and visit with our ag lending team for more information. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.